This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It is 7:22 on this Sunday morning, October 6th. Good morning, I'm Scott Jagow. And as always, this time of the day on Sunday morning, we're joined by Hancock and Kelly to talk some politics. Gentlemen, let me start with, we're less than a month from the election. I'll start with you, Michael. Who has the momentum right now?
Well, I think it's probably a draw, Scott. Kamala Harris, since her convention, had some momentum. And right now, I think both of the campaigns are almost running to stand still, if you will. We're stuck at this 50-50 election, and I don't know that we're going to have an October surprise. Some people think the Jack Smith filing was an October surprise, but at the end of the day, I think it's what John and I keep saying is a broken record, which is this is going to be a turnout election, and that's where we're headed.
John, your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't really disagree with that. There will be, in the next 4 weeks, somebody will catch some sort of momentum. And you're looking at states that are, there's a handful of states that are within 1% in the polling, either way. And, you know, if there is a trend that begins for either Harris or Trump, that's probably going to be enough to get them elected.
Well, in these swing states, every vote matters, and Republicans keep pushing early voting, but Trump keeps calling it stupid. So is that a good strategy, John, for Trump?
No. And this has been a problem. You go back to the 2020 election and remember those two U.S. Senate seats in Georgia that were elected on January the 5th. Yeah, Republicans used to have a decided advantage on states that had early voting or mail voting, the competitive states. And that has pretty much been given over to the Democrats because of a lot of that rhetoric. I don't understand how seasoned political advisors, and Trump has them, would not do everything in their power to shut down that kind of talk, because voters increasingly are voting early. And if you're running a campaign, you need to seize an advantage in that sphere.
Well, maybe they don't have that kind of power when it comes to Trump.
Yeah, maybe they don't.
Yeah. All right, Michael, where do you think this election will be decided in terms of the swing states? What are you leaning towards?
Well, I mean, the ball game's Pennsylvania. If Kamala Harris doesn't win Pennsylvania, the night's over with. Now, one of the issues that we're going to have with Pennsylvania is it could be a week till after Election Day before we know who's going to win. But we should have a pretty good gist of where it's headed and how close it's going to be. But it's Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania.
All right. Now, well, John, did you have anything on that?
Well, keep an eye on North Carolina and Georgia in the wake of the devastating flooding. And we don't know what impact that might have on turnout, but it certainly could have an effect.
Well, I want to ask both of you about the other candidate in terms of, you know, whoever wins the election. So I'll ask you, Michael, what does the world look like if Trump wins the election?
Well, we've lived through it, right? Every day the president's going to be involved in every aspect of our lives, from college football to the fast food restaurants to the ridiculousness of being worried about our military being infiltrated by the president. I mean, he put us through some really tough times, and hopefully people will remember those 4 years. Regardless of whether or not he wins, our institutions will survive. They survived him once before. It's going to be much more difficult this time, but the old USA, this empire is going to continue to stand.
All right, John, what if Harris wins? What does the country look like?
Well, I think our foreign policy will be stable. We'll continue to support Ukraine. On the domestic agenda, I think she's going to be one of the most liberal presidents we've ever had. But I also think she's going to be met with a lot of resistance in Congress, and I expect there'll be a good amount of gridlock for the next 4 years.
All right, gentlemen. Hancock and Kelly, Sunday mornings, always a pleasure. See, thanks.
See you, brother.
See you, buddy.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Woo, we got a big show lined up. Big show lined up. John Mozeliak's going to join us in 8 minutes at 10:15. So let's get right to our first guest of the hour, and that is Bernie Miklas. Good morning, Bernie.
I'm batting leadoff, man. That's just incredible. What an honor. How you doing, Tom?
Let's go. Yeah, you're Vince Coleman today. You're Mason Wynn. You were getting it going. I'm doing really great. Yesterday was an unbelievable day of college football and baseball. The college football day was absolutely bananas, but it started off really bad. And I wanted to start with you on that, your reaction to Mizzou getting trounced at Texas A&M.
It was stunning because, listen, if you go by even the point spread, which kind of tells you where people are putting their money, you know, Texas A&M was a favorite by 2.5 points in that game. And I thought that was reasonable. They're home, and their coach is really good, and they have been playing really well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I had no problem with the fact that Texas A&M was a slight favorite, but Mizzou just didn't show up. And listen, even if we were all trying to be like wild-eyed optimists, there literally wasn't one thing about their performance in any area that you could be pleased with. They just got dominated on both lines. Their passing game it malfunctioned. The offensive line couldn't protect Brady Cook. They called all these plays, these very slow-developing pass plays, when they couldn't block Texas A&M and keep him away from Brady Cook. The running game stalled. The defense got thrashed, gave up 512 yards, couldn't stop him on third down, couldn't stop him in the red zone. I mean, on and on and on. I mean, there just was nothing positive about it. And the thing that disturbs me, Tom, and I'm a Mizzou fan. I want to see Mizzou do great, right? But I do try to be 100% objective. What did they work on during the bye week? I mean, how do you go – we have 2 weeks in between games, and you know everything there is to know about Texas A&M. How can you be so unprepared and so flat and just so futile after your bye week? That one is a head-scratcher to me.
Absolutely. I think they planned on Marcel Reed being the quarterback, the mobile quarterback for A&M, and they got the other quarterback and got absolutely torched. But it was, you know, the line play was just so embarrassingly bad on both sides. I don't know. I mean, they're going to get well against UMass, I would imagine. And then it gets real because the SEC schedule, as we just showed with Alabama and Tennessee, I mean, every single game is daunting. So buckle up here if you're a Missouri fan.
And the one thing, and I'm not saying this to be cranky, you know, I have no problem being cranky, but I'm not doing it in this case. But I would just say, like, for everyone, including, you know, Mizzou fans, let's put the mute button on the playoff talk, because before we can get into the percentages and Mizzou's got to do this and they have to beat that team and they can't afford to lose to this team and this has to happen, that team has to lose, you know, playing out all these scenarios in our heads. The only thing that matters is that Mizzou starts to play a heck of a lot better than what we saw yesterday. Because if they don't start to play really good football, and frankly, I don't think they've hit their highest level yet or even close to it in terms of performance. If they can't start to play really good football, all this other stuff is just a waste of words and a waste of thoughts and a waste of breath. So the whole key now is not what do you got to do to make the playoffs. What do you got to do to become a good football team and live up to the preseason ranking?
Last thing before we go, John Mozeliak is going to be with us in about 4 minutes. You've talked endlessly about the Cardinals this week, so it was kind of refreshing to talk some football with you.
Sure.
But just your overall thoughts heading into this week. The biggest news, obviously, so far is that Turner Ward has lost his job.
Well, I think they had to do that. The offense really underperformed in a lot of ways, that just made it impossible to have a good offense. And they never seemed to correct some bad habits, like taking a lot of called strikes. I mean, it's amazing how many called strikes they took. They don't hit the ball hard. They're down near the bottom of like hard hit rate. I could go on and on and on. Of course, their timely hitting, their situational hitting, runners in scoring position was a disaster. And players seem to plateau or get worse, and then they never got better. You know, you need to bring in a fresh set of eyes and some fresh ideas and someone to take a look at some of these problems and come up with solutions. So that, to me, was an obvious one. And listen, I'm excited that Chaim Bloom is going to be leading this huge, huge, massive project, completely regenerating the farm system that had really, really started to just deteriorate terribly. Because the most important thing the Cardinals can do in 2025 is to have a great farm system up and running again. So even though I'm on record as saying I would have liked to have seen Chaim Bloom, you know, take over everything, there's a lot of merit to be said about the project that he has in front of him before he takes over everything. I'm capable of, like, understanding that there is a lot of value to this. And I know fans are upset. I don't blame anybody for being upset about anything, but I'm still excited about Chaim Bloom's role in this organization going forward.
As am I, and I think it'll be fascinating to follow on a daily basis, really, how this machine is put back together. And make no mistake about it, he has created some machines when it comes to minor leagues. So.
You know, and we don't have time to get into that, but I mean, what he was able to do with Tampa Bay, he and a bunch of people in that front office, I mean, it's just amazing how much they won with how little they had in terms of payroll. And then to Boston, and he was told to cut payroll, cut it, which he did. And of course, they didn't win his last 2 years there. But then people blame him, and I'm not sure why exactly. And when the boss comes to you and says trade Mookie Betts and trade him now, I guess you could quit your job, but unless you own the team, you know, you don't make those decisions. You follow orders. So anyway, Chaim Bloom's brilliant. He's just what the Cardinals need too.
John Mozeliak is next. Bernie Mikulas, thanks so much. We appreciate this.
Love it, Tom. Thank you, buddy.
And to subscribe to his YouTube page. It is phenomenal. I mean, the videos that he cranks out one after the other. Our visit with Bernie, sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. John Mozeliak in 1 minute on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.